On this very special episode of the Time Bat Show, me and Bat Snacks go to Desert Days. I hope you enjoy putting up with our crappy audio quality in the first half of the show, followed by a debriefing. Enjoy!
Just don't get ketchup on it.
Okay.
I think that was the first thing it recorded.
Is it recording?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it can hear us. We're here at the Chick-fil-A of California.
Lake Moreno Valley,
California. We made our first stop together. We linked up at the airport, then we took an Uber to Chick-fil-A because we were really hungry. So this will go as a document of our adventure, right?
Our adventure through the desert.
And then we'll just do like bite-sized, like 5-minute things every now and then.
Just to update it on the progress.
If something really cool happens, we'll just like quickly be like, whoa, that happened! That was really cool.
So, what's next after this?
I don't know, you tell me. You were planning everything.
So while
you
I was
slept in the airport.
While I was sleeping in the airport for 12 hours on a sleeping bag and...
Mm-hmm. You were planning.
Pad, I was planning. So after this, we're going to head to the Target next door.
Right.
We're going to get some food.
Which is a happy accident because we were planning to go to Walmart.
Yeah, the Target is closer and it's just as good.
Yeah.
After we do that... We have to head. Do we say where we're going after that? Is it safe? We're going to the dispensary after that.
You can say it.
So we can get some gummies.
No one cares.
Yeah,
we're in California. There's no laws here.
Yeah, it's legal, man. Then after that, we're going to go try to set up our campsite, I guess.
Let's try being the keyword. I'm a little worried about that. But it should be okay. Next audio log will be... Hopefully, us in the tent after it's already set up. Right? Just imagine when this is spliced together, there'll be a hard cut, and then it'll just be like next one will be like, here we are in the tent.
That's it.
So look forward to that. Do you have any other words before I end it?
No, I'm just hungry. I haven't eaten.
All right, we're eating. Goodbye. We'll be back. Okay, here we are outside the campgrounds. You want to explain what happened?
So we tried to use a lift to get into the campgrounds, and when we reached it's not the entrance, but 2 miles before the entrance,
they turned us away. They're like, we're not open yet.
Yeah.
So now we're on the side of the road with our stuff.
2 miles away from
2 miles
where
away
we
from
need
civilization.
Be.
Well, not for civilization. Where we need.
No,
to
there's be. A neighborhood here, but
and we need to walk. We're going to have to walk 2 miles with all our stuff. Oh, I should tell them about the Target thing.
Yeah.
So we had to go to Target to get some stuff, and we have a lot of luggage because we're camping.
Yes.
So I waited outside Target while you went inside Target.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was I looked like a very homeless person the course of waiting.
With your duffel bags and...
Yeah, and my long hair, such that some guy wanted me to watch his stuff for him.
Yeah, a real homeless man.
A real, legit California homeless man. So that's the update for now. Also, we don't know if our tent is going to actually work. Because it was $25 at Walmart. Or Target.
No, it was at Walmart.
Even better.
It's an Ozark Trail. You know those are made for...
I've never heard of that before. But it has a... What would you call it? The rain?
It has a rain fly. I don't know if that means it's waterproof, but...
It makes the rain fly away. Maybe it just makes the rain less uncomfortable.
Maybe.
Like, it still gets in, but it, like, it like pulls somewhere or something.
Maybe it just wards off the rain. It has magic properties.
That could be. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you updated. Next, we should cut to, finally, we're in the tent.
Campsite.
That's what we were supposed to do this time, but, yeah.
We got trapped outside.
Hopefully we'll cut to that. We'll keep you posted. Keep it here on the Time Bet Show. The very first live wilderness. We'll call it the wilderness episode. The wilderness episode?
Desert spirit
Desert
voyage.
Spirit voyage of the Time Bit Show. All right. Bye. We'll keep you posted. Say bye.
Bye. Take it easy.
Here we are.
Hello, everyone.
In the tent.
We've set up our tent, and it's beautiful. I wish we could show everyone.
Well, to get here, we got to the last time we were, like, in line. They didn't let us in.
Yeah, when we left everyone off, it was 4 hours ago, almost.
Yes. And they didn't let us in until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which was like 2 hours later.
end, we had to walk all the way.
Yeah, which was...
because we Ubered here.
Yeah, it was around a two-mile walk with all our suitcases and everything.
Yeah. But we're here now.
We're here now. We had some difficulty getting the camp stakes in the ground. Someone lent us their mallet. And
did we ever give that back?
I think he has it. I think.
Okay.
Our friend has it right now. It's fine. We'll give it back.
Other updates?
Let's describe the amenities. Anemones. In our tent.
We've got two bedrolls. Two sleeping bags. We've got a nice little...
we have a lantern.
Lantern that hangs off the top.
Yeah. We have some snacks.
We've got snacks. Mega beef jerky. Jack Link's mega pack. A lot of medicine.
We have medicine and toothbrush, toothpaste, flashlights, hats, sunglasses.
A lot of towels. And you have beef. You don't really have beef.
No.
It just looks like you do from the Walmart back. I can't think of anything.
I'm so exhausted right now.
I think that's the update. We'll do another one later. Yeah. I think we should do one at night.
Yeah.
Before we go to sleep.
I agree.
Thank you for checking in. We'll see you on the other side. Let's go where the music takes you on this one. We're in the tent.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Nice.
You got a problem with that?
No.
You gotta document this journey. Dude, okay. That's really fucking bright.
Oh, I can lower the light.
No, it's fine.
It won't attract
this.
Yeah, that's the other setting. There.
You put it on strobe.
Why do you need a strobe lantern? That doesn't make any sense.
So here we are, Desert Days. The current time is 7:05 p.m. And we're really tired already. Because we've been walking, we walked like 4 miles with luggage.
And we waited in the sun for like 4 hours.
Yes. And then we had a few beers, so we're a little buzzed right now.
Yeah.
But we met some nice folks.
Mm-hmm.
They were very accommodating.
Yeah, we sat and talked with them for a while.
Like 45 minutes or an hour. They're right next to us. We lost Ken. Don't know where he went. Kind of worried about him. If you don't know who Ken is, he's the fellow that is camping next to us. And he was with us on our journey here. And I have no idea where the hell he went. And I'm kind of worried about him.
I think he's just walking around, right?
Hopefully he's walking around. He was with us over with those other people for a little while now, and then he's gone. He left.
Yeah, I think he's just journeying.
He's journeying.
Walking around.
We should journey at some point, too.
We should.
But for now, we're just in the tent, hanging out. Any important anecdotes we need to share with the peoples today?
The tent is up. We're in it.
We said that last time. This fucking mesh thing is getting on my nerves. There's like a hanging mesh.
Right where you sleep.
Pocket thing, and it's like right where I'm sleeping.
I don't have anything that will cut.
Also, I'm like 1 foot, like 1 inch shorter than necessary. Like, if I were 1 inch taller, I would be exploding out of the tank right now. Like, I would be. Because it's going right up to my head.
Mm.
Yeah, this is day one. We were planning on recording at like 11 p.m., but it's fucking 7:05.
Yeah, I feel exhausted. I'm so tired.
We might check in before we go to sleep, but any last words?
Look forward to the next time.
Yeah! Peace out. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
We're alive.
We're alive.
We made it all the way.
All the way through the night.
The night. And we both just took showers.
Yes.
Which is an exciting experience.
They had hot water. They actually did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You forgot your soap in there.
Yes.
And then we put it in the tent tube.
Yes.
For safekeeping.
So I went to take a shower first thing this morning. And then I left the soap that I used in the bathroom for 5 minutes. And Chris had to go just... hope that it was there. And
who would steal a bar of soap, though?
But someone might use it or something on their own body.
That's true. I used it.
I used my own body. Same.
You don't care about that, apparently.
No. I just don't want other people.
People you don't know to use your own soap. Sure. So we're alive.
Alive.
What else? We didn't... the extra toilet paper you brought got wet somehow.
I only brought one roll of toilet paper. And I guess things that are near the edge of the tent get moist.
Learned life lesson right there. Yeah. So I think I would rate my tenting, camping experience 10 out of 10
so 10 far. Out of 10 so far.
For sure. Hopefully it continues that way. We'll keep you posted. We're going to go to the music later today, and then we'll probably check in, I don't know, later, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sit tight, cats. I don't know why I used the word cats.
It's okay. Are we recording?
Yeah, we're up.
Hello, and welcome to this latest installment of the update on our journey into the desert. It's raining, if you can't hear.
We're under the tent. And it's holding.
Yeah, we didn't know if the tent was waterproof. It said that it had rainfly technology. But... Well,
so we saw all them witches, and we saw Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. And they were both really good. And then we went to see Tame Impala, and they got about 20 minutes into their show.
It started to rain.
And then like a guy came up and he was like, "Everyone, get back to your, get to safety. It's going to thunder."
Yeah, like that. He was afraid of the lightning or something.
Mm-hmm. So, everyone made a mad break through the campground, and now we're under our tent with a light recording this episode for this update.
Yes.
Because there's nothing else to do, and it's raining. And they're like, "Oh, the show's not canceled. The weather will pass."
I don't think it's going to pass, man.
It's not
going to
pass.
I mean, I hear it, and I see it all around me.
Guarantee you that it doesn't pass. Hey, it's on my earbuds.
Nice.
That's cool. I may have lost the case that they go into, though.
That's okay. They can go in the media pocket.
Where's my wallet and keys go? Oh, they're over here. We're good. We're good. Everyone, we're good. Forgot we were recording for a second.
Yeah, we're still recording.
I'm trying to keep my wallet and keys away from the rain. I'm worried that it's going to get wet.
On the edges?
Seems to be working, though.
Yeah, it seems okay.
Is this a towel or a blanket?
It's the frozen blanket. It has Elsa and the other lady on it.
So I guess we'll just record while we figure this whole thing out.
Okay.
It's currently thundering right now. So that's fun. And, yeah, it's good shit. We could go out and see what the Swedes are doing.
We could, yeah.
So I think if we did that, one of us should go, like, scope. And the other stays in the tent so they can zip it up quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yes, that's fine to me.
How's your first day of Desert Days, officially?
For this being a first day, it was good. It could be the end of the first day. I don't know if this rain is going to subside.
No. There's supposed to be stuff later tonight, but I don't know if it's going to happen now. We'll see. Hopefully we don't get completely rained out here. That would suck. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, too. I hope they don't call it off or something. That'd be dumb.
We'll figure something out.
We can move it all to the tent venue. Alright. Well, I guess that's it for the update.
Take it easy and relax.
We're still alive for now. We'll catch you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Day 3. Or is it 2? Or is it 3?
We've been here Thursday and now Friday, so it's Saturday today.
So it's day 3.
So day 3 of desert.
We survived the night.
Just barely.
Our tent is in a bad way.
Yeah. The whole mood throughout the entire campsite has considerably changed since last night. Because
rained.
It rained really hard.
People are a lot less upbeat today, yeah. This morning.
All the shows got canceled.
For yesterday night.
Including Tame Impala, which only had the chance to play for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes, the mood is definitely soured here. We'll see what happens today. It's overcast, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
It doesn't look good.
It doesn't look promising. But we'll find out soon enough. Our tent is really wet.
There's a lot of dirt in it.
It didn't seep through to get us, but...
Not too
it
much.
It almost did.
Yeah.
It's really dirty. We're currently... stealing power from the RV station.
To charge my phone.
To charge the phone. Any other important updates we need to bring right now? There's a skateboarding man boarding on a cooler.
He's riding a cooler down the hill.
He's riding a cooler on a skateboard. So maybe the mood isn't all that different. It's just some people have been affected by it more than others.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the update for now. We'll hit you up soon enough. Hopefully the music will continue. Here we are. Update number whatever that is.
Yes.
I'm a little drunk right now.
Yeah, me too.
It's 6 o'clock in California. We just saw the Bulgarians. I think that's how to pronounce it.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
They were good?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I thought he was pretty good.
Good, yeah. Before that, we saw Stonefield.
Yeah, Stonefield was really good. Good.
They're all girl Black Sabbath, kind of similar band.
Yeah.
And I got a poster signed by them after the show.
Yes, you did.
And I won't say anything else.
Okay.
About that. Are you having a good time?
Yes, I'm having a good time. Are you?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. It's going well.
The weather has gotten better. It's not raining anymore.
The weather has gotten better. It's not raining anymore. Our rain fly
protected us more or less.
Stood the test of time. Knock on wood, quite literally. Trying to think of any other updates. We're gonna see Juju and Kikugaku Moyo and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Right?
Yes.
Anything to add?
We'll probably get dinner at some point too, which will be.
Our listeners don't care about dinner. They want to hear the deep cuts.
The deep cuts.
Of our lives. Yeah. Like, what's on your mind, like, philosophically?
Not too much right now.
Like, what's eating you? You know, what's really getting it, you know?
Not much. It's been an exhausting journey so far.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
I just winked. Yeah. In case you're wondering. What's on your mind, though? Just tell me. Tell the audience. They deserve to know.
There's not really anything on my mind right now. Just hanging out.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. This is boring. And we'll talk to you another time, I guess. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Signing out.
Okay, update. We only signed off like a minute ago, but we forgot something to talk about.
So this morning there was a special screening of a new TV show or something called Kentucky Ayahuasca.
Which is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's the plot of the show is like reality television, and this modern shaman who is from Kentucky is trying to what is he trying to do to people?
Like help them through their like shit, basically.
With
ayahuasca
drugs that make you throw up a lot.
Yeah, with ayahuasca. But he's like a redneck.
Yeah,
and he's like an ex-con or something.
Yes, and. The show is shot in the exact same way as something like Storage Wars or like Pawn. What's the Pawn
Stars?
Yeah, Pawn Stars. It's shot in the same way.
It is. It really is, which is really confusing because like you watch it, it's supposed to be like serious subject matter, and then they like cut it just like it's a reality TV program.
Yeah, they give little anecdotes on the side.
Which is a really weird thing. And then at the end of the show, all the people that did ayahuasca are like, "I'm so glad I did ayahuasca," and vomited everywhere in your house or whatever. And you're like, what are you talking about? They even go so far to be like, I can feel the bad energy leaving my body through the vomit or whatever.
That was a weird show.
So we thought of a good competitive show.
A good competitive show would be...
Not a competitive show. They need to spice it up like Storage Wars. Because like in Storage Wars, they have like the villain guy. Like he's the bad guy. He's good at getting the storage things. So in this one, they need like a competing guy with a Kentucky Ayahuasca man.
Yeah.
And your idea was like...
My idea was like a Tai Chi master.
Right, like that's like across the street.
Yeah.
And he's like really buff and into like martial arts and stuff. And he like loves Tai Chi and like Zen and stuff like that.
He wants to teach you how to harness your Chi energy.
Right.
Yeah.
And they like get into like scuffles. Like, cause like he entices some of the Kentucky Ayahuasca client and vice versa. And I just imagine them, like, both going in the middle of the street because they live across from each other and getting into, like, shouting matches with each other. Like, oh, your shit is...
It's like Shaman versus Kung Fu.
Yeah, and they're, like, both, like, your stuff is, like, pseudoscience. Like, no, your stuff is pseudoscience. It's like, oh, yeah, well...
Well, a study this year from the University of Phoenix proves that...
Yeah, well, a study this year from the University of Syracuse proves that blah, 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 blah. You know. So that was our idea for a show. And then the other idea for show that you had was Reno.
Reno Epicac. all he's doing is charging people to throw up everywhere.
So Reno Epicac is a used car salesman from Reno who people pay and he gives them Epicac and then they vomit. And then he says that, you're the bad energy.
all out of you. You did it.
And he sells it like a used car salesman.
Yeah.
He has a big cowboy hat and everything. Yeah. So, that's an update on that.
That's the update.
Alright. Thank you everyone for listening. That's all for now. Here we are. Outside King Gizzard, Little Wizard.
Hello.
We'll start in 20 minutes.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're standing outside of the stage at Desert Date with Snow. We're about to see King Gizzard.
We just got out of wooden ships. Before that, we saw Kikigaka Moya, who was awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah. This is like the final band of Saturday night, which is super hype. And we're very excited.
We're front and center.
Also, Ryan's feet don't work anymore.
I've been working too much. So that's good.
I'm trying to think of other updates to give. I'm really sleepy.
You're going to wake up, though.
I am.
In a second.
Anything else? I dropped something in the bathroom floor.
Then you put it on your mouth.
And I'll just leave it at that. Alright, well, we'll talk to you guys next time. See and tell you how good this show was. Peace out.
Peace.
Okay, this is every King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard song. Okay, that's it. Day 3.
It is Sunday today. And the last day of music at Desert Days.
And I feel very hungover right now.
Yeah. We didn't drink that much last night. But
we're just very out of it.
Very out of it. Space. Very tired still.
Mm-hmm. But the music was really good.
Yeah, the music was crazy.
I think we did a review. No, we said right before King Gizzard what their music sounded like. And my impression was... which, you've seen it. It's... pretty accurate, right?
Yeah, it is pretty accurate. Yeah, their set was an hour and a half, and I think in that entire hour and a half, there wasn't, like, anything in 4-4 time.
No. And every song is, like, 8 songs.
Yeah.
He uses yup and okay to control his band. You notice that?
He, like, talks to him, shouts at him.
He says yup and okay to, like... let the band know that, okay, we're going to go into the other section.
Okay.
Because you know how every song is like a billion sections long?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, it's over. And then it's just, no, it's a different part of the song, you know?
Yeah.
So he'll yell yup and okay to like say, okay.
I didn't notice that. I noticed that he rocks back and forth.
He does do that a lot. It's like a crab thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. That whole band is kind of crazy. They have two drummers that are like looking at each other.
Like forming a deep connection with each other, trying to read when they're...
You know how much practice that would take?
Yeah, a lot.
Too much. I feel like that band practices every minute of every day. Because some of that stuff is nuts. It was good.
It was good.
So day three, what's the plan today?
Plan today is I'm charging my phone right now in the RV lot.
And we're drinking some mediocre coffee from the coffee shop.
And after this, we'll probably go back to the tent again because it's not early enough to go into the festival grounds.
True. Maybe.
Maybe we'll chill out. Hang out with our neighbors or.
Everyone's been very friendly.
Yeah.
I will say that about this festival, is most people are very friendly. Mm-hmm. They'll like just give you stuff.
Yeah. They'll help you out.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very community driven. Except those rude people that pass us in their cars on the way into the festival.
That wouldn't tell us.
Wouldn't tell us which way to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll give you another update in like, I don't know, maybe some hours.
Later today.
Oh, I gotta wake up. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 101. Woo, that was quite a journey, wasn't it, Batsnacks?
Yeah, we just got back from our journey into the desert.
Just now. We literally just
We just got off the plane.
And we're recording our debriefing thoughts immediately after exiting the plane. We're sitting in...
in the airport.
The airport. Together, talking about it, right?
Yeah, because we flew home together on account of we both live in the same city.
Yep, we're in the middle. We're in
Terminal C,
Kansas City. No, we flew in the middle.
Oh yeah, we flew somewhere. We flew to a central location first. Yes,
record this debriefing.
Just record.
So what you hopefully just heard is the snippets from our recording at the site.
Yeah.
And when I say hopefully, I mean. I hope it works because I've listened to the audio a little, but not a lot. So,
okay.
Knock on wood. I hope you just enjoyed the luxurious sounds of our voices from a small, crappy voice recorder I bought right before going to the festival. So, if you're just joining us now and skipped that for some reason, we were just in the middle of the desert camping.
Yes, camping.
And yeah, that was an experience. You probably got a little overview from what we were saying.
Hopefully, I mean,
I don't really know what I really don't know what we were talking about during the audio recording sessions.
No, I don't remember either.
It's kind of a blur. But I guess the highlights were this is in Sunderland, California. It was a music festival. We were both there. We camped, which was
a success. We can call it a success.
Do we want to call it a success? I guess we can call it a success.
I probably won't do it again, but...
it was worth doing one time.
Yeah, to know that we shouldn't do it again.
We should. What was the highlight of the trip? Was it camping? Don't lie.
I think for sure it was camping poorly. Because when I think about, the whole weekend, the one memory that stands out to me the most fondly, I think, is us sitting in the tent and it's pouring down rain.
And we're all around us. And we're praying that the tent does not break.
And all around us, there are people, their tents are going down. They're going down like flies. Better tents than ours. Like six and eight person big
much
canopy
better, like
tents.
$600 tents. And we're sitting
there. They're just crashing.
We're sitting there in our $25 Walmart tent. And just hoping that it works.
And I remember looking over to you. We're both like kind of laying there trying not to acknowledge the seriousness of the situation. And I look over at you.
We have nowhere to go. We don't have a car or anything. We have nowhere to go if it breaks.
Yeah, I look over at you and we both just start laughing uncontrollably. Like, oh shit, man.
Well, we literally had nowhere to go. Other people drove there. So they, their tents broke, they could go to their car, sleep in their car.
Yeah.
We had no option. Like, if their tent broke, we're just laying in the rain going to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're doing. Like, that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how it held up. But my favorite thing was when we were disassembling the tent, and I wish I caught this on recording because I didn't think about it. But as we were disassembling the tent to leave, it broke as I took it apart.
You took,
You took like one piece off, and the whole thing just collapsed in on itself,
which is the part on the top of the tent that just keeps the rain out of the mesh. It's just like a tarp, basically, on the tent. And I took it off, and the tent just collapsed. It just completely broke. It's like that was the one thing that was like supporting the tent's like structural integrity. But yeah, we did it.
Yeah, we barely made it.
I'm not really sure how, but we did. So how did you enjoy the rest of the festival, other than the tent, other than the camping? Well, I mean, we can talk about camping, but other than the tent shenanigans, I guess, let's say.
Other than tent shenanigans, I thought it was a really cool thing we did.
Mm-hmm. Experience.
There was cool. There was all kinds of cool stuff. There was cool music. There was all kind of cool art there. Mm-hmm. They had like installations set up all around that you could go visit and look at and kind of engage with.
Mm-hmm. I liked the spray painted living room set. It was like spray painted white.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like the old fashioned living room set.
Yeah. It was like you could hang out there. The music was really good. What I enjoyed the like surprisingly is like hanging out with all the people around our campsite. I thought that was really cool. Like our neighbors, our camping neighbors were all really cool. You know,
every morning we'd wake up and you know the same group of people is at the picnic table, just kind
of chilling, hanging out,
cooking some breakfast,
planning their day. Yeah, and that was like fun because it was cool. Like I don't know, you establish this like rapport with these people that are complete strangers. And then, but you're all there for the same reason, to just chill and listen to music, you know, and you're just hanging out, and it's cool.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been somewhere like that, where, like, literally on the first day, the first time we saw them, it's just like, okay, we're friends now. That was the assumption everyone made.
It was just immediate. Like, it was just like, yeah, we're all here for the same reason, so we're all friends. Like, that's just how it is. I think it was just kind of the culture of the people that came to this thing. It's just very... very chill, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're all here.
And hippies.
For the same reason. Like, let's just hang out and have a good time, you know? Yeah. And, like, when we were getting our tent fixed, one of the guys, like, lended us the mallet because we couldn't drive our stakes into the ground well enough with our shitty plastic thing that we brought. So we, like, borrowed his mallet. And when I, like, went to return it to him, like, him and a bunch of other people were sitting at a picnic table, and they're just like, oh, join us, and then boom, right after that, we're just like, those were our neighbors, you know? It was cool. It was fun. Yeah. And we met another guy, like, on the way in. Did we tell this story in the recorder or not? I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
We can go over it. So, like, we got in to Ontario Airport early, and we were like, okay, Thursday we're gonna go to the campsite and set up early because they allow you to set up the day before. So our plan was to get there by like 2, I think it was, right? And with all our camping gear and set up our tent for the weekend. So we take an Uber from the airport to Target, get some things at Target. I look like a homeless person because I'm waiting outside of Target with like 8 bags, but that's neither here nor there. Take an Uber from the Target to the campsite. And then we get to the campsite around 2. We get to the entrance to the state park around 2. Yeah. But there's a guy there, and he's, like, holding the Uber back. He's like, you can't enter yet. And we're like, why not? And he's like, oh, well, they pushed back camp entry till 2:30. So we can't just sit there in the Uber, because that's not how Ubers work. So we get out with our camping gear and just sit on the sidewalk, like, just... of the entry.
Like some migrant vagrants.
Some vagrants. And then, how long do you think we were sitting there for?
I know that we were sitting there for 2 hours. Because 2 hours. The first thing he told us was it would be 2:30. Mm-hmm. Then he said 3. Then he said 4.
Yeah, and then I think we got in around 4, I want to say.
Yeah. And at 4, the waiting wasn't even done yet, because then we had to go through the park rangers, and that probably took another hour.
But the before that is while we were sitting there, we met all these other people that were waiting. But the problem was, all these people that were waiting took Ubers there. And everyone else that was waiting was just in their car waiting, because they're from, you know, around the area. And all the people that are sitting
are like from the airport. You know, they flew in. So we're with a group of people that are just sitting down with a shit ton of camping gear waiting to get into the park. And that's where we meet one of our friends, Ken, who later camped with us. But
yeah.
Once they finally let us go, the unfortunate thing was because they stopped the Uber short, we weren't near the entrance to this national park. We were near like the proto entrance or whatever you want to call it, like the pseudo entrance. It was like another 2 miles until you actually got to the real entrance. And that 2 miles we had to walk with all our camping gear. So that was really fun. And then once we got there, it took like another hour to like get through security because there was some weird thing with their internet that couldn't scan tickets or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a little weird. But once we got over that hiccup, I definitely enjoyed myself. But it was a little frustrating experience in the beginning.
Yeah. What made it fun, though, is Ken, who was our friend, he saw us and immediately just sat down next to us, and he didn't leave our side for the rest of the weekend. Like, he just decided, okay, I'm going to hang out with these people.
Yep.
And we're going to be friends.
That's what happened. And like, we were just sitting, and he just sits down and he starts talking to me about music, and we start talking, and then he's just like, okay. And then like, we were just, once we got to the campsite, he was like, I'm going to set my tent up here. Is that okay? And we're like, yep. And then just like, there it is. Like
this. And you know, we were immediately helping each other. Like, yeah, he helped us with the mallet, with the tent stakes.
Yep.
We helped him with some soap or like
we traded like food and beverages and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It was cool. Sometimes I need that as like an introverted person to just have a person that comes to you and be like, hi, I'm going to be your friend now. Like, no bullshit. Yeah. Just hear it, laying it out. You know what I mean?
This is how it's going
to
be.
Like, that's refreshing to me, you know? Because in, like, real life, you kind of have to do, like, the dance. Like, the new friend dance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no one will ever just do that in real life.
Right, but, like, in real life, if you meet someone you want to be their friend, you both have to do, like, this dance where it's like, oh, like, I'm cool, I'm going to prove I'm cool, and you got to prove you're cool, and, like, we're going to, like, we can't talk all the time. We have to, like, slowly build up to a friendship, you know what I mean? Like, a goofy, and it takes a while, and it's stupid and dumb. But this was just like, hey, I need someone to hang out with. You guys seem cool. We're friends now. It's like, all right, sounds like a plan. I love it. So shout out to Ken if he's listening somehow.
Yeah, Ken's awesome.
Ken, you're cool. I love you, Ken. I hope to see you next year at Desert Days. But I just love that. Like, everybody there was similar to that. Like, it was just like, yeah, we're cool. We're chill. We're all here for the same reason. Let's all just hang out and be good to each other, you know? So the community was just really cool. And I can't say that about a lot of other things I've been to. It's like, you go to things and like, maybe you meet one person that's like really awesome, but like everyone else is just like kind of in their own world, and they don't want to like,
yeah, you know, don't really want to hang with you, or
they don't want to socialize. They want to, you know, talk to the people they came with, and they don't want to like extend their group or their socialization outside of that. But here's just like, yeah, we're all the same things. If you're alone or if you only have a couple people you're with, like, yeah, why not hang out with other new people? Like, it was cool. And I think that was the highlight of the whole thing for me, just the sense of community there. You know, we're all there to listen to music and hang out and camp. And that's what we did. Yeah. So that was my favorite, like, part of it.
I think my favorite friends that we made on the camping trip were these two Swedish guys. I don't know where, I don't know how they got there.
I don't know how they had their own car. Either.
I don't think they went to a single band.
Like, they went to one.
They just hung out in the campsite the whole time and gave everybody beers.
They went to one band. I know that for a fact. But yeah, they were awesome. It was two Swedish brothers from Sweden. I have no idea how they got there, and they drove like a 1975 like Ford like F-150 or something. I don't know, it was really old.
Yeah. And it had like a bed over the back so that they could, you know, camp there in emergency.
They had like the best setup though. Like, they had all the things you would ever need. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they didn't have the best tent or anything, but they had like a grill. Like, they had like a propane like grill thing that like they,
yeah,
I don't know, like it wasn't a big grill, it was like a stovetop thing, and they like cooked their food on that, and I don't know,
yeah, they just, had full propane stove. They had a canopy to go over the picnic area.
It was awesome. Everyone hung out under their canopy because that was like the place to be. But I just remember one morning I woke up and I walk over there because that's what we did in the morning. Just walk over to the picnic table where everyone's hanging out. And they were both just like cooking breakfast. Like it was some like Food Network shit. It was like, you know, it's like they were just completely in sync with each other cooking.
This wasn't like a camping breakfast. No. This was, they're both vegetarians. They were cooking with feta cheese, garlic. They were making pasta sauce. They were
like, I would be jealous of this breakfast, eating this breakfast, not camping. Like if someone was making this at their home, I would be like, man, I want some, like, I wish I was having that breakfast right now. You know, like that's how good it looked, you know, it was like not a camping breakfast in any way. It was like a full on delicious breakfast. Like one of them's like chopping, the other's like grilling on the grill. It's just like
they have like sausage.
It was crazy. Like it was nuts.
Awesome.
But I think one of the things we said after we left, because we liked the camping, but we didn't like the tent, but we did like the sense of community a lot. So one of the things we said we wanted to do next year if we go back is rent like an RV. And then you had like a phrase that you used of like your goal. For next year.
I want that we want to be the Swedes next year, like the same people.
Yes, that was what it was. So, like, basically, the plan is to rent an RV, park it somewhere, and then just like have stuff that everyone wants to be around all the time. So, like, we'll have the fire pit, and we'll have like the cooking, and people just come over and be like, oh, this is so cool, and they're like, and we're like, yeah, you want a piece of the sausage or whatever, you know? You want a beer? Like, we're the cool people that have all the cool stuff. You know, like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I've never, like, been that type of person before, you know? Like, I've never been the person that everyone wants to congregate around. I'm always, entering things, you know? Never. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm usually not, too. I definitely haven't been that in, like, a camping capacity ever.
Yeah. So, like, it just sounds cool to just be, like, the kind of person that everyone's like, ooh, what are they up to? Let's go check on them and, like... You know, they're cooking. Let's hang around their thing, you know?
If we go again, that's for sure what I'm doing. I'll probably just see two bands and hang out with everybody in the campsite the rest of the time.
Oh, I'm going to see more than two bands, but you could be, you can hang out in the campsite.
I'll hold down the fort.
Yeah. Speaking of bands, what was your favorite thing you saw there? Because we saw a lot of bands there. I mean,
I think
we're talking about camping a lot, but we saw a lot of bands.
Yeah. My favorite band, that I saw was Kikugaku Moyo.
Yeah, they're great.
They were so good.
I saw them. Yes, I saw them 2 days ago in Austin too. So it was like twice in a row. It was kind of whirlwind. But that was that was a great show.
They had the best feel to them, I think.
Yeah,
like a lot of bands, like their music was like super loud and kind of like, I don't know, like abrasive to my ears sometimes, but then they had a really cool vibe.
Yeah, they got really loud, but they like chill a lot too. It's like a good balance between like chill out and then like getting really loud. I also think they got probably one of the best audience responses I saw at the festival. Because a lot of their songs like start slow and they're kind of groovy and you can kind of feel it and like, you know, bob your head. And then they get like really heavy and like, almost like a punk rock or metal energy, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, like, the people at the festival went, like, insane. Like, the audience got crazy. And, you know, it was really nuts to see that, to be there. It was just a nuts experience.
I like that build-up. That's fun to experience.
Just the audience was, like, really feeling it. Like, I could just tell when being there. So, like, I had a huge audience response. But, yeah, I agree. I think I liked them the best. King Gizzard was just insane to watch because they're so good at instruments, I guess.
I was going to say, like, I would probably never listen to a King Gizzard song for fun, like, when I'm at home doing dishes or, like, hanging out or whatever. But their live show was sick. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It was nuts. Yeah, it was really... And we were a little out of it, if you know what I mean, at the time. So.
We were, but it was still crazy.
No, but I think that made it even more crazy, because it felt like every song was like 30 minutes long. Like, I don't know if that was true, but I was just so out of it if you catch my drift, that it was like, it felt like every song was just like a large orchestral composition of like insanity, you know? And there was like eight different movements, and I felt like one song went on the whole time. So like the song they did like was like Rattlesnake, right? That was what it was called.
That's the whole song. Rattlesnake,
right?
Rattlesnake.
But there's like eight different movements in between the chorus of Rattlesnake, right?
Yeah.
Like in the song. And I remember one part they did the Rattlesnake, and you're like, oh, it's Rattlesnake. And then they did like eight other things. And I was like, oh, these are all different songs. And then they go back to the Rattlesnake verse. And I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, how long have I been here?
Is this still Rattlesnake? How long have I been watching this band? And then there's a funny thing you said the next day, which was like, I'm just half expecting the guitarist to like pop out of the ground and go like, Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
I was like, oh, it never ended. The set is still here. Like, they're still performing. Ah.
It's like a new constant fear in my life. I go to sleep at night and I just see the man from King Gizzard and he's like, Rattlesnake.
He's a crazy kind of looking dude, too. He's like really, I don't know if
he has tons of energy.
He's crazy. And he's always doing, like, the crab walk and stuff. Like, I would get tired after, like, 5 minutes doing all that stuff. Yeah, he does have tons of energy. But anyway, that was insane.
Yeah.
So those were probably the two highlights for me. But all the music was really good.
One thing I will say that was kind of disappointing is we didn't get to see Tame Impala for more than 15 minutes.
That's true.
Which, they're not, like, my favorite band, but... I have a feeling they put on an amazing live show, and I would have liked to have gotten to see that.
Yeah, unfortunately, the rain, like, I think we went over this in our little recording thing, but we were watching them, they got through 3 minutes, and it was raining, which is, you know, if it's raining, whatever. But then it started thundering, and the venue called it off. They were like, this is too dangerous. Yeah. We have to call it, and you got to get.
It was kind of a really sad moment too, because like right after they blew the confetti, they had to cancel.
Right,
the show.
It's like right when the show was starting to get like really good, like they just like kicked it into like, you know, third gear or whatever, and it was just like, oh yeah, and then it was like, oh, cancel. It's canceled. But then it was mad because they were like, they literally said someone came on and was like, the show's canceled. But you guys need to get to safety. Safety is our number one priority. And they're like, so get to shelter, get to your car, or get to your tent. And I was like, get to my tent? Like, that's not safe.
Did that make you feel kind of weird when they were like, you need to get to safety? They said it like 50 times.
Yeah, I was like,
is there something else weird happening that they're not telling us?
Maybe there's like a murderer among us or something.
That's what I was thinking, because like, I've never been to a show and it just like gets canceled for lightning. Mm-hmm. I was like, surely there's something else afoot here.
Here's the thing, and I think we're taking this for granted because we're not from California. It doesn't rain very often in California. So I think when it does, and especially when it thunderstorms, they're literally like, this is the end of the world. We're all going to die. You know what I mean? Where in Florida, it's thunderstorming like we get it once a week.
Every single day.
Like, it's not a big deal. Like, if you're outside for a little bit, like, whatever. As long as you're not holding, like, a metal golf club into the sky, you'll be fine, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it was part of that, you know, like, Californians, like, don't know what to do in rain. They're like, what do we do?
The guy on the bike was really worried about the thunder.
He was like, it's gonna kill us. But, like, as we were walking back to the tent, and let me just clarify, the walk back to the campgrounds from the festival site is pretty long. It's like 15 minutes, like a whole walk. So it's like, we're not very safe while doing that at all, by the way, you know. But while we were walking back, I did the counting the thunder thing, and, like, you know, the thing where it thunders, or you see lightning, and then you start counting 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, until you hear the thunder, and then you can tell roughly how far away it is. And I calculated it to be, like, 3 or 4 miles away, which is pretty far out for thunder. Like, that's, unless the storm is rolling in at record speeds, it's not going to, like, start striking lightning near our, you know, near the campground.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, though, it's not a huge deal.
No. It made for a good story because of the fact that we had to run back to the tent. Everyone was panicking, and then we got into the tent, and then we
started pouring.
And it started pouring, and we got the story out of that of we made it through the night. You know what they should have started doing? They should start selling shirts that say "I survived Desert Days 2018."
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, it feels like I did survive. Like, the thunder, and then surviving the rest of the time being out camping, you know? Like, they only sell the shirts to the people that camped, you know? But, like, if you buy the shirt, it says you survived, you know?
Yeah, that's an achievement. Like, the people that stay in hotels or those,
yeah,
you know, super nice $1,000-a-day tents, they don't get that shirt.
No, but we do. Like, if you were roughing it in, like, a little tent, yeah, you get that. You get that.
You had to drink that sketchy water out of the little bucket things on the ground that were rusty.
Thing. I was like, when we got there, I was like, where's the water? And you, like, pointed to the thing, and then we both looked at it, and you're like, oh, no, I don't think so.
I don't know if I want to drink that.
And then I, like, asked a park person, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's a spigot. And I was like, all right. And then I took a swig, and I was like, I told you, I was like, it tastes a little metallic. But guess what? We drank that all weekend long.
Yeah.
And we drank a lot of it because we were walking around a lot. So,
yeah.
Hopefully it's good. I feel like we would have felt negative effects of that already. If it was bad.
Yeah, I think it was okay.
I hope so. But yeah, we had to drink that, and we had to have our tent that was assembled, that was hanging on by a thread. One of the times after we recorded our little we're under the tent, it's raining and we're going to die thing, like when we were going to bed, because we went to bed soon after that.
Yeah.
And there was, like, water was starting to seep into the tent. Like, do you yeah. remember that? And I was, like, freaking out that it was going to, like, pool up and, like, ruin our valuables. But somehow it didn't. And to this day, I still don't know how we were able to, like, what happened that the earth
is some kind of miracle.
Our tent to be like, you are not. Your $25 shit tent is not affected by this thunderstorm.
That fell apart the instant we took out the stakes.
I moved one thing when I was taking it apart, and it just collapsed on itself. I moved yeah, one
like
piece.
Like, the feet, like ripped off. It was. Yes,
they did.
It was
they ripped
done.
Off. Like the feet that, like, go to the stakes in the bottom. Like, I couldn't take the stakes out, so I, like, pulled on the vinyl or whatever it was, and it just ripped out. It was just like, yeah, and it did that for all four sides. It just ripped off. It's like that tent survived 3 days with rain, you know, in the rain and the thunderstorm. And it wasn't just, like, a little rain. It, like, really came down.
Yeah, no, it was heavy rain, even for, like, for living in Florida and knowing what heavy rain is. It was heavy rain.
It was heavy for at least, like, an hour or two. Like, it was coming down. And there's people next to us, like, one of our neighbors who were really nice. They had, like, this really nice, big, probably $600, $700 tent, and it's, like, five yeah. people could fit in there. And it didn't collapse, but rain started getting into that, like, in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah, it totally flooded.
It flooded. And they had to sleep in their car. And the same thing happened to the Swedish people. Like, their tent collapsed, and they had to sleep in their car. And our little bitty $25 tent that you bought at Walmart, like, a day before, and had only yeah. ever assembled it one time, and I guarantee you that we assembled it wrong when we put it.
There weren't even instructions. They couldn't even...
Like, I guarantee you we assembled it wrong. That tent somehow held up through not only the rain, but the entire night of the storm. And the rest of the and the two remaining days, you know, there was a moment. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, if I were to go camping again, that's the tent I'm gonna get, like, for sure.
But we didn't tell everyone this, but we threw it away.
We threw it away at the end because it destroyed itself.
It broke in the disassembly process. Broke the tent. The thunderstorm, it was fine, but me trying to take it apart, no, it's breaking that in that moment.
Yeah, we just threw it away. It was $25 at Walmart.
There was a funny moment when we were assembling the tent that we had it all done, we thought. And then we get in, and you walk into the tent with this piece, and you hand it to me, and you're like, where does this go? There's, like, a metal thing, and, like, we didn't do anything with it. And you're like, I don't know what this is for. I think we eventually figured it out, but it was just really funny that, like, we had the tent up, or so we thought, and you're like, wait, there's, like, a whole
other piece. There's more pieces here.
So Like, I guarantee you that we assembled it incorrectly. Like, guaranteed. But it worked. Yeah, so that's Desert Days 2018. Would you do that again?
Absolutely. But, like, under the condition that we rent an RV, that's my condition for next year.
So I'm thinking for next year, RVs are probably expensive, but what we could probably do is we can rent an RV and we can recruit, like, 3 or 4 other people to, like, RV with us, you know what I mean?
Get a posse.
Like find Ken somehow and maybe the Swedes and be like, hey, guys, we're all RVing. I don't know how to locate these people in any way, but... You know, do that, and then get a posse together, and all RV, and we just split the cost, you know, 5 ways or whatever, and then there you go. You know, I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, you know? I would so love to just cook for everybody on that campground. Like, you're not going to... oh, go ahead. Nothing would make me happier than cooking for those people.
Like, you're not going to any music, you're just cooking, and I'm going...
That's all I want to do. Like, that would fulfill... The need in my life.
You know, you wouldn't have to go to a music festival to do this. You could just do this anywhere. I guess the community would be different, though.
No, you can't really do this anywhere because, I mean, you know, it's like my sort of dream to like open up a restaurant or do something kind of with food like that.
Sure.
And I think if I were able to cook for all the people at Desert Days, this would like satisfy that that calling,
that dream. Like you could die happy at that point. You're like, all right, I've done it. You know?
Yeah, like I'm obviously not going to start a restaurant. That's just a...
You don't know that. You're only 30. You got plenty of time to start a restaurant.
I just don't think it's a good business investment, but what is a good investment is cooking for the people at Desert Days.
Can you cook well? Are you a good cook?
Certain things, yeah.
Yeah. You know what you could do? Like, if we commit to this, you could, like, get... You could figure out how to cook, like... things in a campsite like really well, like you could practice, you know, going up to it.
Exactly, yeah. Learn how to cook like a lot at one time.
Yeah, but like stuff you could cook at a campsite, like stuff you could cook on like a propane grill or whatever, or
yeah,
you know, over a fire or something, like just learn how to do that.
Jambalaya.
Be the cooking guy, and then like when people wake up, you're like, this is what's for breakfast, and they're like, awesome, you know. You're like, here's some eggs, you know, scrambled eggs or whatever.
Like, here's a cool... beer. Be happy. Enjoy yourself. Yeah.
How cool would that be? Yeah.
That's totally me.
No, I'm down with that. That'd be awesome. Anyway, any other final thoughts to Desert Days? This is a short episode because, frankly, I'm kind of tired and out of it still.
Yeah, I'm still a little jet lagged and tired from sleeping.
We're just kind of doing this debrief, and that's what we're calling episode 101. But the MVP of Desert Days was the rain fly. The thing that prevented the rain from getting into our tent. What was it called, right? The rain fly?
Yeah, on the packaging of the tent, it didn't say that it was waterproof explicitly. It said, with rain fly technology. That might be a registered trademark.
Now, for $25, like, I don't know how much rain fly technology is in there. But whatever it was worked, so thank you, rain fly technology. Did it have, like, a TM next to it, or our registered trademark? Was it, like, rain fly TM technology, or?
I don't think they, like, wanted to pay for a trademark, but they did capitalize the R, like it was supposed to be a registered trademark.
Now let me ask you something. Was rainfly all one word, or was it two words?
It was one word. So,
it was one word. Wow. Ooh, that sounds like it was a trademark. Like they mashed two words together, you know?
Here's what I think they did. I think $25 is not enough to waterproof a tent, like under serious testing conditions.
Not in any way.
So they made up a word called rainfly. And, like, of course they're not going to pay for a trademark because no one is going to use it.
It's a $25 tent. Like, they don't have the budget for that.
Why are you going to pay for a trademark on a $25 tent?
So, anyway, what did they do? Yeah. They made the rain fly.
Yeah, to make you think that it could protect you.
When it really can't. It's just there. It probably can do a little bit. But, like, it wasn't tested in under extreme conditions.
Yeah, like they tried, they just like hosed one of the tents off and just checked to see if it was flooded. They hosed. They just got a hose.
They're like, all right, put the rain fly over it. He's like, got it. And he's like, all right, turn the hose on. Not too hard, though, because we don't want it to break. We don't want it to invalidate our test. And they did the thing where they, like, shoot into the air so it, like falls down like rain. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like in an arc.
Like, not even powering. Like, not a lot of power on the hose because it would break. They just arc it so it, like, trickles. And they're like, well, it didn't get wet. Oh, there's good a little moisture inside? That's fine. Whatever works. It's rain fly. It doesn't say waterproof. It says rain fly. It's dumb. That was my MVP of Desert Days, the rain fly.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. I had a good time with you.
Yeah, same. It was a fun time. We're going to do it again next year.
We are.
And do it better and in style.
In style in an RV. So look forward to that. And then next week, our Time Bet show will go back to its regularly scheduled programming of hour and however many minutes of doing regular show stuff like trivia and answering your questions and doing all that other shit and blah, 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 blah. But we do need your questions because we love to hear from you. So please reach out to us by email at contact@timebetshow.com or through Twitter @timebetshow. Is there any final words you want to leave our audience before we end the show today?
No, I think I'm okay. Just tweet us your anything. We'd love to hear from you.
We want to hear it. Who's our sponsor today?
Our sponsor today is Rainfly, I think.
Rainfly technology. When you need a cheap solution to not getting wet while camping, choose Walmart. Choose Rainfly technology. Remember, when you go camping... that's not a really good rhyme.
It's not a good rhyme.
When you go camping, don't forget to go...
Bring your lamp-ing.
That's been episode 101 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
I am Bat Snacks.
Thank you and have a great night. Drive safely.
Drive safe.
Bye.